glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for Thursday, August 17th, 2023. I'm your host, Donna Leland. Our guest today reminds us of the blessings, the benefits, and the basics of memorizing Scripture. Maybe back in your Awana or Navigator days, you made it a habit to commit to memory Bible verses. But it's been a while. Let's revisit this beautiful habit with Glenna Marshall. Thanks, Glenna, for coming to Mark and Friends.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
I love this topic because when I came to know the Lord, I started hanging around people who really drove home the idea of Bible memorizations. We would memorize things as a group, and then I just got hooked and I loved it. And even now, most of what I memorized is from those early days. I know for me, the key to memorizing was repetition.
Well, I really think that repetition is a way that God has designed our brains to hold on to information. You know, I think I'm just even trying to memorize things with one of my sons. We were working through a passage and he wasn't even a reader yet. So we'd never actually read the words that we were memorizing, but just saying it out loud, phrase by phrase, over and over. I mean, his brain just grabs a hold of that so easily. And there is some science to sort of back that up. The way that your mind is created to hold on to pieces of information for very short periods of time, you know, like a phone number or a passcode or, you know, your password when you're trying to type into something on your phone. You don't need to remember everything. We don't actually need to remember every piece of information that we come across. But the things that we want to move sort of from short term to long term, our brains just really like repetition. That is the most effective way. And I think it's the way God has designed us to memorize. And when you look at some of the scripture passages that talk about meditating on God's word, I think of Psalm 1 specifically, where we're told that the blessed, happy man, he avoids sin by delighting in God's word, meditating on it day and night. And the Hebrew word for meditate there in that passage specifically means to sort of mumble aloud to oneself. When you think about memorizing scripture, you're just mumbling things, these words and phrases aloud over and over and over. And that is what works it into your memory. It's how God designed us to remember things.
So you are saying verbalize it.
Oh, out loud.
Out loud.
Sure.
Okay.
Even if you think about like, I'm trying to remember a passcode, you know, or a password. If you say it 10 times to yourself while you're typing it in, there is something about verbalizing it that just gives your brain an extra pathway to get to that piece of information.
I was talking to my daughter and she says she actually needs to write down things that she really wants to remember. So writing it down for some people is really making that neurological connection. That neuro-brain connection. Yeah, and really working it into the brain, too. Have you found that?
I have. And, you know, we all have different learning styles. You have your video people, your audio people, your people who need to write things, people who have, you know, some of those very special people with the photographic memories. But I have found that it, usually when it comes to memorization, I'm doing several of those things. For many of us, writing down the passage we're going to memorize is the first step we're going to take. Just to have it in front of you, whether you're writing it down on some note cards or printing it off on a piece of paper and putting it on your bathroom mirror, somewhere where you're going to see it regularly, you're going to start by writing it. I think that's a great way. I mean, if you're not sure what the best method for memorization is for you, my encouragement is to try several different things. Find the ones that seem most effective because your brain might work a little bit differently than mine. So I think incorporating multiple tools will help work those words into your memory.
Maybe for people, the best place to start is not just saying, I'm going to memorize all of Psalm 1, but right. Look where you are now. Is there something going on in your life? Are you anxious? You know, Philippians, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything through prayer and repetition or through prayer and petition, present your request to God. So maybe start right where you are. What is your need? And then find that Bible verse that will bring you comfort.
And what's so great about that is that the Bible speaks to so many of our needs. There's a verse for that, you know? So, and I have found too that sometimes when I'm working through a specific passage that may not at the surface speak to my life circumstances, I will find that God brings it to mind and helps me to think about it. And I'll realize, you know what? This really does apply to where I am right now. I just love how the Lord sort of connects all these dots for us when we're really meditating on His word. I just love that.
Now, maybe you're going to say to someone, oh no, let me do that one again. So what would you say to someone that thinks their memory is too poor to try this scripture memorization?
You know what? This is every person I have ever talked to about scripture memorization. We all think that our memory is too poor. We all think that without fail. I have never talked about memorization with a person who has said, I have a good memory. I can do this. I've never met that person. This is always the very first caveat people give me. I have a terrible memory. Well, you know what? Like, so does everyone else. And I am personally really bad with names. I am so bad. I can say it out loud several times and still just be talking to someone and have absolutely no clue what their name is, though they've said it 3 or 4 times. I really do get that sentiment that, oh, my memory is terrible. I can't even remember a person's name. So this is where I would say that God has designed your brain to memorize, and we just don't often tap into the ways that He's designed us to memorize things. And so one of my favorite things to do is to encourage people to incorporate memorization into a daily task that you do every single day. And something where your hands are busy, but your mind is not. So that could be taking a walk, commuting to work, washing dishes, folding laundry. If you will sort of redeem that time and spend 5 to 10 minutes every day just repeating phrases aloud from the verse that you're going to memorize, you will find that with time, when you take up that daily task, your mind will sort of default to memorization. It'll just kind of go there because you've trained it to, and you will find that memorization, though challenging, is very doable, even for people with who think they have poor memories. You don't have to memorize the whole New Testament. You can pick a verse and start there. I think with daily work, you will be surprised at how well your brain works.
That's such a great practical tip for memorizing scripture. Got any more of those for us, Glenna?
I do. I would say, you know, we talked about repetition. When you start to memorize a verse, like let's say you're going to start at the beginning of Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What you want to do is start with that very first phrase. You want to write it down somewhere. You want to start with the first phrase. You want to say it out loud 10 times. Then you want to close your eyes and you want to recite it 10 times out loud. Every time out loud. And then the next day, you want to try to say it without looking. If you need to look, that's fine. But then try to say it without assistance 10 times. When you feel like you've got that phrase really solidly lodged in your mind, then move on to the next phrase. And you're going to do this as you work your way through your verse or a paragraph or even a whole chapter, whatever you're set to memorize. And then you're going to go back and review what you've already learned. And you're just, I'd like to tell people, I know it's intimidating. But God designed your brain to do this. He gave us scripture to hide in our hearts so that we would think deeply about Him, so that we would not sin. This is something He's enabled us to do. It is work. It does take daily practice, but there is a lot of joy that comes when you see how your life is affected by meditating on scripture each day.
And I love the push here to redeem all of this time when our brains are just idling. But unfortunately, they don't idle. They seem to always go down like the dark path. You know, you start thinking about people who did things wrong to you, regrets that you have, things you've done. You know, our brains really need to have something to latch onto. I think that's the renewing of the mind. And I think that's where our scripture memory really comes in. Don't you, Glenna?
I agree. And, you know, Paul tells us, I believe it's in Romans 12, to not be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So you are already renewing your mind with something. Whatever you're pouring in is affecting how you think, how you speak, how you react to circumstances, the decisions you make, how you make decisions, your level of discernment. So if you examine the influences that you're pouring into your mind, whether that's entertainment or, you know, what you're watching on TV or listening to or reading, social media scrolling, sometimes it's not even the quality as much as the quantity. You know, like, what are we constantly pouring in? Well, we are being shaped by what we pour in. But when we fix our minds on scripture, like, I like to think of touch points throughout the day, some of those daily tasks that I'm redeeming that time, when I'm washing dishes at night, when I'm folding a load of laundry, when I'm sitting in the carpool lane. If I have these touch points where I'm coming to scripture and returning my mind to Jesus, then my thoughts are being shaped by his words, which are inspired by God. And so he is then the primary influence on how I think, which then just has a ripple effect, because what goes in is what comes out. And so how I think, how I speak, how I respond, all of those things are affected by what I'm pouring in. That, I think, is what renewal of our mind is, saturating our thoughts with scripture so that we think like Jesus.
That's so good. I read some documentation, some research about our brains. And you know what a brain looks like? It looks like spaghetti. But there are different spaces in between. And chemicals are a huge part of our brain. And so when we think a thought and harbor that, it actually burns a pathway into our physical matter, our gray matter. And these are those pathways that, you know, it's just like an automatic, it's a super highway is basically what it is, you know, and we've got those super highways of past trauma from our childhood. Mm-hmm. They just seem like they can run rampant all over our brain. Mm-hmm. But as we say no to that thought, taking every thought captive, what we're doing is we're actually putting up a roadblock and we're saying, no, you don't get to go down that pathway anymore. Eventually, the highways that they've been traveling on get overgrown, as we would see an overgrown highway that's not being used here on this planet. And it starts to close in and close up, so that's not a thought that we want to entertain anymore. And it's kind of cool the way that God has designed our brains, because our thoughts are, you know, metaphysical, supernatural, and our bodies are human, but they do have this confluence in our brain, and we can choose to renew our mind. Maybe you feel stuck, my friend. Well, this is a chance, using scripture, to go and make some new pathways.
I love that so much. It's like rewiring your brain.
It is.
But in the best way possible. And I just love that God gives us a way to sort of put up some roadblocks and say, we're not going to think those thoughts because those aren't good for my heart or my mind. We're going to think Jesus's thoughts because that is going to be so good for my heart, soul, mind, and strength.
Do you have any ideas for us just for memorizing with other people or maybe with children?
Yeah, so we have been working through Romans 8 with our kids. I have an 8-year-old boy and a 15-year-old boy, and we've been working on it for quite a while. We work a couple nights a week around the dinner table going through Romans 8, and one of the things we found is that sometimes the language of particular writers in the scriptures might be a little hard for us to wrap our mouths around, especially if you're an 8-year-old. And so we have found that on those phrases that are so tricky, we will sort of pound out a rhythm on the dining room table as we're sitting and trying to work on a verse. Usually my 8-year-old will pound out a little beat. And for some reason, because I think your brain likes these types of details, that makes it so catchy. You could also incorporate like hand motions, which, you know, it's not just for children. I think they can be really helpful as adults as well, because again, you're just sort of laying more paths to retrieve those memories that we're trying to store of scripture in our hearts and in our minds. And so any details that you attach makes it easier to retrieve it. So hand motions, a rhythm, a song. I would say too, another way you can invite other people into the process, there's an app I really love called the Verses app. It allows you to create a group and you can memorize with church members or friends or family members. You can sort of have some competition going. You can review together, work on the same passage if you want to. So technology can be a real gift in an area like this.
That's a great idea, man. Now, you encourage memorizing long passages, even whole books of the Bible. Glenna, how can we memorize that much material?
Well, it's interesting because it is, you're going to memorize a book of the Bible exactly the way you memorize a verse. You're going to go phrase by phrase. You're just going to spend much more time over the course of a year or to 2 years. You know, instead of going from this verse to that verse to the next verse, you're just going to stay in one place for a long time. I spent about a year memorizing the book of James, and honestly, it probably was only about 5 minutes a day. That was probably all I gave to it, and still got through the whole book in a year. And then I memorized the book of Colossians, which took me about 18 months. And I'm currently in the middle of 1 Peter. And I'm going to be honest with you. I memorize books of the Bible in the shower. I print off my text. I put it in a Ziploc bag. I tape it to my shower wall. And there it stays until I get through that chapter and I'm ready to move on to the next chapter. And, you know, each day I step in the shower, I just immediately start working on where I left off the day before. And if I can memorize whole books just in the time that takes to wash my hair, you know, you can do this. And it's a beautiful thing to go through a book, because you get all of the context of your favorite verses, which I think just imbues them with even deeper and richer meaning. I really love that about memorizing long passages.
I agree 100%. I memorized Psalm 139, and it's just beautiful. So beautiful. Yeah. Now, in your book, you say that recitation is not the goal of memorization. So what is the goal?
Transformation is the goal. Saturation of scripture is the goal. Renewal of the mind is the goal. You know, I was in one of those competitions as a child in my church when I was a kid, where we memorized lots of verses and then we competed with other churches, and it was all about recitation. Now, those aren't bad things. They're great ways to, as a child, store up a lot of scripture in your memory. And that, you know, I still remember many of those to this day. However, as an adult memorizing scripture, my goal isn't to stand up and recite in front of my church. Now, that is something you can do. And when I hear people recite scripture, it is deeply encouraging to me. So I would say it can be a goal that's just an exhortation to the people around you, because God's word is powerful when it is spoken aloud. But personally, in my process of memorizing, my goal is to be changed by the words that I am memorizing. I want, as I think deeply, I'm thinking through like Colossians, when I memorize the book of Colossians, going through Colossians 1, and there is that passage, and I think it's verses 15 and forward from there, talking about the preeminence of Christ. When I meditated on that passage, and it took me a couple of months to get that paragraph down, just thinking about how Jesus holds all things together, and he is the firstborn of creation and the firstborn from the dead. There's nowhere that he has called us that he has not already been, and he has died and been resurrected. And so that when we die, we will one day be resurrected. Like, every phrase preached a sermon to my heart and just deepened my love for Christ. That to me is the goal of memorization. It is thinking deeply on each word, each phrase, each adjective, thinking about why this word and why this order and why this description. Those little details, as you're meditating and trying to store these words up in your heart, they have a transformative effect on your mind. So for me, like, even getting to the end of the book, while it feels like a great accomplishment, and it is all of the days of little phrases, just meditating on it. That is where the transformative work happens.
That's so great. Now, this is it's a slow process. So how do you encourage people? How do we stay with it?
Well, I would refer you back to those daily tasks. I mean, it really is, once you begin to sort of train your mind to go to something you do daily, then you're just always going to return to it. It just becomes a normal part of your day. However, if you start to feel discouraged, or maybe you feel like, oh, I've fallen off the wagon here, you know, this is not a race. This is all about the journey. And tomorrow's a new day with new mercy. Start over again. You're not behind. You just want to start over, pick up where you left off. You know, don't feel like, oh, I'm so behind, I can't ever do this again. And we're not really striving for perfection here, because again, our goal is to meditate on God's word, to think about it deeply. And so I would encourage you not to let yourself think that you're a hopeless case because you sort of fell off the wagon. I would also encourage you to invite someone else into your process, or at least ask someone to hold you accountable. Say, hey, I'm memorizing, you know, Psalm 23. Would you check in with me in about a month and see if I'm still working on that? See if I can share any of it with you. Just little things like that, like the way we bring people into our other spiritual disciplines. If you struggle with daily Bible reading or prayer, you might ask someone from your church to hold you accountable. I think we can do the same thing with scripture memorization, and that person might then feel like they want to join you in the memorization process, which is really fun.
That is wonderful. You know, I'm going to trust the Lord that as I age, we all know we lose some of our mental capacity and flexibility when it comes to our memories. And I'm just going to trust the Lord that I've got that scripture hidden in my heart.
Yeah. So my grandmother, she moved in with my parents during 2020. She couldn't live alone. She got COVID and she, her health sort of spiraled at that point, but she was still very, very sharp. And she moved in with my parents and I've gotten to visit her quite a bit over the last several years. And so I remember a couple of Christmases ago sitting with her at the table one morning at my parents' house, and she just rattled off like a constellation of scripture passages to me. And I knew they weren't all from the same passage, but they sort of all carried a theme. And she said, "This is just something I pray every morning and evening." And I said, "Well, can you repeat it for me?" And boy, she did, verbatim, without a beat. And I ended up later looking up those passages, and they were from all over the Bible. And she had sort of woven them together into this beautiful prayer. Now, she had done this without sight. So what I realized, and as I talked to her further about it, she had studied God's word and memorized it for years before losing her vision. And so once she was in the dark, quite literally, it was all those verses stored in her heart that would just bubble up from her lips all the time. And she actually passed away this spring on her 96th birthday. She died and went to be with the Lord. I got to hold her hand as she passed into his presence. And at her memorial service, we read aloud that little constellation of scripture that she quoted all the time. We looked it up, we notated, we had them printed on the bulletins or the little programs at her funeral. And I just thought, if the Lord leaves me to be 96, I want God's word to spill over no matter what happens to me, whether I lose my vision or my hearing or my faculties. I just pray that God's word is what flows from me like it did from my grandmother. And I'm trusting that in storing up his word now, that that will be the case in the future.
Well, Glenna, thank you so much for taking time out of your day and blessing us with your book, Memorizing Scripture, from Moody Publishers. Thanks so much.
Well, Donna, thank you so much for having me on Mark and Friends. It's a pleasure to be here to talk about hiding God's word in your heart. And I really just pray your listeners will just be encouraged and inspired. And I know that when they begin the journey of hiding God's word in their heart, they will just feel those blessings and benefits.
And thank you, dear listener, for listening to Mark and Friends. We're a ministry of Great News Media.